our story of Abraham, how he was called, left his land, traveled to the promised land, split with Lot, was granted the gift of a child named Isaac, and now our story continues with Genesis chapter 22, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. So God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, can you turn my sound down just a little? I hear some ringing. God said to him, Abraham, and Abraham said, here I am. And God said to Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt sacrifice to me on one of the mountains that I will show you. So, the next morning, Abraham got up and he saddled his donkey and took two of his young men and his son Isaac, and he cut some firewood and set off and went to the place that was far away in the distance. On the third day, he looked up and saw the place far away. And he said to the young men, you stay here and watch the donkey. My son and I will travel on together. And we will worship, and then we will come back to you. So the two of them traveled on together. When they came to the place, while they were on the way, Isaac said to his father, Father, we have wood and fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said to Isaac, God's self will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown Abraham, he built an altar. And he ordered the wood on the altar. And then he bound his son Isaac and placed him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But an angel of the Lord called from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham said, here I am. And God said, do not raise your hand against your son or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear me. For you would sacrifice your own son, whom you love, to me. Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. He went and got the ram. And he offered the ram as a burnt sacrifice instead of his son. So, Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you, O Christ. We'd like to invite the children if they head out for Word for Children. Let's see. Our story today is The Doorbell Rang by Pat Hutchins. And they'll also hear this story about the sacrifice of Isaac. And Georgina's going to be reading today. We're going to be on the comfy chairs. God said to Abraham, sacrifice the son that you love, your only son. So, Abraham got up early in the morning and began to make the journey. You know, in that so, there's a lot. So often in the so, there is pain, anguish, and suffering. About 100 years ago, the Allies were stalemated against the Germans. What stood in the way was Vimy Ridge. So the Canadian forces took Vimy Ridge. But in that so was a lot of pain and suffering and anguish. 10,000 casualties, over 3,000 killed. Of course, more than 20,000 casualties on the German side. Weeks and weeks of planning and painstaking preparation. But also even before that, of course, were all those sons and husbands and fathers who had left this land to go and offer at least the sacrifice of their time and energy and maybe the sacrifice of their lives. And some of them never returned home. And the repercussions of that victory continued on. There's a lot in the so. About 140 years ago, the Blackfoot Confederacy was gathered very close to here, trying to figure out what to do in that rock and a hard place of having this land that they lived on being encroached upon by settlers and hunters and others, this country called Canada. So they signed Treaty 7. The ramifications of that so, the pain and anguish and trying to figure out what to do. As the leaders, the chiefs tried to figure out how could they provide for their families, for their tribes, for their nations in light of these foreigners coming in. The ramifications of that so, the repercussions continue to reverberate today. There is a lot in the so. In today's story, it says, God said to Abraham, sacrifice your son. So Abraham got up and went to do it. It can't be that simple. It doesn't tell us what kind of torture, what kind of horrific night Abraham suffered as he pondered what to do with a clear message from God and a clear love for his son that were in such conflict. I can't imagine that he got any sleep that night. He says he rose early in the morning. He finally gave up on sleep and decided to get up and start getting ready to go. How can you, when confronted with the choice of defying God or killing your son, how can you ever resolve that? There's a lot of pain and anxiety and suffering so often in the so. And the story continues how when they got to the point that he could see that still a ways off, but he told the young men that he brought along with him to stay behind. It's like, I don't want any witnesses of this. And then it says, so then the two of them walked together. In that so, you can imagine the silence, the internal struggle of how will this work? And sure enough, Isaac puts it on loudspeaker. Father, we have the wood, we have the fire, where's the burnt offering? And God, Abraham knew the answer. But the answer is that the burnt offering was carrying the wood for his own demise. But he answered, God will provide. And then another, so the two of them walked along together. Still confronted with wood, fire, but what sacrifice? Isaac couldn't help but know that this was no ordinary sacrifice. But there's one more so in the story. After God calls from the heavens and says, Abraham, Abraham, do not injure your son. Do not kill your son. Don't do anything to your son. Abraham, it says that, so Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. He was given the last minute reprieve. He was given the good news that he would not have to make that sacrifice. There are so many sacrifices that he had already made. Some of you yourselves have had to sacrifice what you knew as a home country to leave it and go to a place unknown. So you left your country, or your parents left your country, or your grandparents left your country. In that, so you left your country, there are all those things that went into that. Very often, it's either economic stress. It could be the threat of self and family. But in that, so some of your ancestors sacrificed their land to go to another place. Now, I notice I'm using the word sacrifice, and we all have grown up with that word. First time I heard it, I think, was playing baseball. You have a sacrifice bunt, or you hit a fly ball, and you sacrifice yourself so that somebody else can advance. And so we use it all the time. If you look back to the original meaning of it, it has to do with doing the sacred. It means doing that which makes something sacred. And if we think about it, we are constantly confronted with choices of things that we must give up, things that we love, that we want to hang on to. In order for what? In order for a higher purpose. In order that something new may happen. In order that the holy or sacred may happen. The sacrifice is to trust that God will provide. When we are confronted with that which we want to hold on to, but know that we are called to do something beyond that, then we may leave that home that we love. We may give away part of our wealth that we so love to hang on to. We may take risks that may cause us injury or harm. Why? For a greater good. And when we do that, it is a holy thing. When we align ourselves to the sacred, we can do the holy thing. This weekend, we celebrate 150 years since the Articles of Confederation, 150 years of being Canada. And so we celebrate. But in that so, there is a lot of pain and anxiety and suffering. There are people that aren't as exuberant in the celebration because they are still in touch with those rocks and hard places that come with being in this land. But we can walk along together and commit ourselves to honor the sacrifices that have been made. People who have gone off to defend this country, people who have sacrificed their lives so that here in this place there may be order, civility, life, and that love may abound. And when we are confronted with that rock and hard place, confronted with the call to sacrifice, we can trust in the God that is in the so. So you were laid off. Pain and anguish, but in that so, God is there. So you're getting divorced. So the prognosis is not good. So there's not enough money to pay the bills. In the so, there's pain and anguish and suffering. But that God is in the so, because God has some other so's that he equips us with. For God so loved the world that God gave God's only son. So Jesus was crucified so that Christ may be resurrected, so that we may be one in Christ, so that we, along with God's joy, may be complete in knowing that loving relationship with God, so that we may be ambassadors to those who don't know about the God of the so's, that only know hardship and pain and suffering. The God of the so's says, I love you. No matter where you go, no matter what you are going through, I am there with you because I have been there and I will never leave you. God did and God does so love the world. May our joy be complete. May our peace be amongst us as we fall back on the arms of that God of the so. And in our sacrifice, in our attempts to make holy, God is glorified, God's presence is real, God's Spirit moves. Amen.